Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And welcome to Schools In. I have with me this morning the Seville Primary School, Thomas, Matthew and Brody. Welcome. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Tom and I am one of the sustainability captains this year at Seville Primary School.
My name is Matt and I am our reading night mascot. When students reach 50, 100 or 150 nights of reading, I get to present their awards to them.
And my name is Brody and I am the official keeper of the chickens.
And you're tuning in to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Today we'll be talking about some of the activities we have recently done and some of the things that are coming up at our school in the next month or so.
Some of the things we would like to tell you about are our Day for Daniel, Summers Camp, our All for Study, Orienteering, Graduation, our Art Project, and our big community fundraiser for the year, our FATE.
Last Friday it was Day for Daniel, and we had a whole school fundraiser and lesson. Everybody in the school dressed up in red to commemorate Daniel Morecambe and brought a gold coin donation which we will collect and will donate to the Daniel Morecambe Foundation.
Each class also did a few activities or lessons on the day about being safe around strangers and identifying five adults in our lives we could go to if we are feeling unsafe. We watched a video helping us to identify what our body clues are that tell us we might be feeling unsafe.
At the end of assembly, Mr. Burnside, our principal, had a bubble maker machine and he set it off so bubbles went everywhere. All the kids rushed to try and catch the bubbles. We used to let balloons go, but balloons can be bad for the environment if they get into the oceans, as sea creatures can accidentally swallow them. So that's why we have bubbles instead.
Now for our first song, we would like to play Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi.
I'm going on during this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all and nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall to your arms, I'll be safe in your sound till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda
was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
I chose this song because I liked the song.
Now we will talk about Summers Camp. This is a camp run by the Victorian Education Department, and every second year students in grade 5 and 6 can express interest in going to the camp. There are 80 boys and 80 girls all together from many local primary schools, and they go for 9 days.
Two of the girls from our grade went, as well as 4 boys from the grade 4-5. Some of the activities they did were archery, high ropes course, low ropes course, flying, box, abseiling, challenge swing, surfing, rock climbing, bouldering, scrapbooking, and many others.
Summers camp is about challenging yourself, making new friends, developing our independence, staying sustainable, and looking after our land and animals. Alana was one of the grade sixes who went, and this is what she really liked about Summers Camp. I liked all the off-ground activities, like the ropes course and spending time with my new friends.
Ava was the other grade 6 who went, and she said this about Summers Camp. It was good there. There was a lot of opportunities to make new friends, conquer your fears by having a go at everything, and also caring for the environment.
Now for our next song, which is Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. I chose this song because I like the band.
On Thursday, 24th of October, the grade 3 to 6s went orienteering at Ramunda Dam.
There were around 400 kids there from many of our local schools.
We were split into grade boys, grade girls, and grade pairs. Grade boys and girls completed as individuals and tried to complete their course in the shortest time to make their way into the honour board, which Mr. DeVisa, the organising teacher, he has been keeping for 15 years.
Each grade level had a different course to follow. Each pair or individual had a map and a record card. You had to follow the numbers in order to find the correct flag marker and then punch the pin markings onto our record sheet.
In the grade 6 pairs competition, I came second with my boy Johnny in a time of 40 minutes and 51 seconds.
I went with Tyler, but unfortunately we didn't complete the event. It was a pretty hot day and it was hard to follow where the map was sending us for the markers.
I came first in the grade 6 pairs with Joshy in a time of 40 minutes and 20 seconds. When we had finished the orienteering course, we went back to our school area and had some lunch.
While we were eating lunch, some students from Upper Yarra Secondary College, who were there on the day to help run the event, hid some plastic money coins.
After lunch, we were allowed to go off and find as many coins as we could. The high school kids had water pistols, and if they shot us with the water pistols and we had coins, then we had to give them our coins.
If we got to one of our teachers and gave them our coins before we got squirted, then those coins were in the bank and were safe from the high school kids. After all the coins were found, the school with the highest average, total number of coins found divided by the number of students from your school, was the winner.
We were all pretty tired when we got back to the school, so we just relaxed and did free of choice activities for the little bit of the time till home time. Our third song is Senorita for my boy John.
Senorita, I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya, but every touch is ooh la la la, it's true la la la,
That was Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. In art, we are doing a project for our graduation.
We have a photo of the back of our heads that we cut out around the outline and stuck on a piece of paper.
We have divided the page into halves. In one of the halves, we have chosen our memories of primary school and drawn it there. In the other half, we are imagining what we would think our future might be, or our dreams and plans for our future.
It will be really interesting to look back on when we are older and see if that is where our life has gone or if it is completely different.
Our last big graduation fundraiser for this year is going to be our market day, which we are going to run on Friday the 22nd of November. We are working in pairs and each pair is running a different type of food stall.
We started by surveying all the students in the school to see what food they would like to see at the market day. And then we worked out what the 9 most popular foods were.
We chose a partner, then picked one of the food items on the list and began to plan what we would need, how we would advertise our store, designed a logo, and started to think a name for our micro-business.
I am working with Pete, and for our market stall, we are making sausage rolls. Our business is going to be called Sausage King. What about you, Matt?
I'm working with Josh, and our business is called Take What We Bake. Can you guess what we'll be selling?
Of course. You are going to be making donuts, aren't you? I'm making brownies with Sammy, and we have decided to call our market stall No Frownie, Just Have a Brownie. This week we have been thinking about how we can make sure our market stall can be environmentally friendly.
Our next song is One Thing Right by Marshmallow.
Cheated and I've lied, I've broke down and I've cried, I've got nothing to hide no more. I've loved and I've hurt, broken people down with words, more grace than I deserve for sure. Known to be crazy, known to be wild, mama had herself a little devilish child. Ain't no stranger to the troubles at my door. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life. Been every kind of loss that you can't find, but I got one thing right. Been the kind of guy girls' mamas don't like, running with the wrong crowd on the wrong nights. Cause I've been wrong about a million times, but I got one thing right. You, through my pain, kept us patient while I changed, never even crossed your mind to walk away. When I was getting crazy, reckless and wild, acting like my mama's little devilish child, it took a heart like yours to find its place. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life. Been every kind of loss that you can't find, but I got one thing right. Been the kind of guy girls' mamas don't like, running with the wrong crowd on the wrong nights. I've been wrong about a million times, but I got one thing right. You, I've been wrong about a million times, but I got one thing right. I got one thing right. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life. And every kind of loss that you can't find, but I got one thing right. And the kind of guy girls' mamas don't lie, running with the wrong crowd on the wrong night. I've been wrong about a million times, but I got one thing right. You, baby, I got one thing right. Baby, I got one thing right. I got you. Baby, I got one thing right. I got one thing right. I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life. And every kind of loss that you can't find, but I got one thing right.
That was One Thing Right by Marshmallow and Kane Brown. I chose this song because I like Marshmallow. Speaking of Marshmallow, I want to be a DJ when I'm older, and he's my favourite DJ. Speaking of bands, who's your favourite band, Brody?
My favourite band is Juice WRLD. How about you, Matt?
I really like AC/DC.
This term in our reading and writing sessions, the whole school is doing an author study, and we learn lots of books by the same author. And then at the end of the unit, we are going to try and write like our author.
The Foundation 1 grade are studying Alison Lester. Grade 1, 2 are reading Julia Donaldson books. Grade 3, 4 are studying Margaret Wild. Grade 4, 5 are learning about Dr. Seuss, and we are studying Paul Jennings.
Paul Jennings has published over 100 stories, and lots of them are pretty crazy, with some really strange topics and twists. Some of the themes we have found in Paul Jennings stories are about bullies, payback, family, and plot twists.
As well as reading lots of his stories, we have been learning a little about Paul Jennings. Some of the interesting things we have learned about him are that he was born in England, but he has lived in Australia since he was 6.
He's 76 years old.
One thing I've learned about him that I thought was really interesting is he sent a story to the Women's Weekly when he was 12 years old, and they rejected it. He didn't write again until he was 40. Our next song is On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons.
Last thing we would like to tell you is about our big school fundraiser for our year. Our school fete would like to be at our school, Seville Primary School, on Sunday, 1st of December.
Our fundraising team have been planning it at and working on it all year, and it will be a great fun day. Each grade will run a stall or activity, and there will be rides and other activities as well.
I've heard a rumour that one of the activities could involve throwing things at Mr. Burnside, our principal. I definitely want to have a go at that one.
There will be market stalls, food trucks, rides, carnival games, snow cones, a silent auction, and lots of things to buy and see. This will be open to anybody in the area to come along and see our epic school grounds.
Anyone is welcome to have a market stall on the day. If you want to book a stall, you can call our school office and our awesome business manager, Lee Nolan. We'll give you all the information you need.
The grade sixes will be selling snow cones and cakes. Some of the other stalls are carnival games run by the grade 3-4 and grade 4-5 students, Crazy Hair, which the grade 1-2s will organise, and a plant store from the F1 grade.
If you're looking for something to do on a Sunday, 1st of December, come along to our fete and pick up some bargains. It is at Seville Primary School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our next song is Young Blood by Jimmy Barnes.
I saw her standing on the corner, a yellow ribbon in her hair. I couldn't stop myself from shouting, look at that!
Look at that!
Look at that!
Look at that!
A young blood, a young blood, a young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. I took one look and I was fractured. I tried to walk, but I was lame. I tried to talk, but I just stuttered. What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
A young blood. A young blood. A young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. You better leave my daughter alone. Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun, and all night long my heart was crying. You're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
A young blood. A young blood.
That was Young Blood. I chose that song for my mum.
On Monday, our two student teachers started their four-week block in our classroom. Their names are Miss Lacey and Miss Corrigan. They are in second year of a Bachelor of Education at the Australian Catholic University.
They are taking turns to teach different subjects this week. Then they will start to teach half days and whole days, so they get to practice what it is like to be a teacher and try out some of their ideas and plans.
Miss Gunner, our teacher, gets to sit back and put her feet up while they do all the hard work.
Not really. She will watch and see how they are going and give them feedback and suggestions to help their learning. And she can do some of our final testing for our last ever primary school reports.
It won't be long before we are finished primary school altogether, and we can enjoy some free time before we head off to high school.
What do you like to do in your free time, Tom?
I like to watch YouTube and draw superheroes. What about you, Matt?
I like to watch TV. What do you do, Brody?
I like to go outside, go on bike rides, and play video games.
Shoutouts. Now it's time for some shoutouts. I want to shout out to my mates.
My shoutouts are to John, Cabes, Josh, and Pete.
I would like to give a shout out to my dad, my mum, and every one of my friends.
Thanks for listening to 99.1 Yarra Valley FM.
I'm Tom.
I'm Matt.
I'm Brody.
And this is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. To finish... Wait, what? To finish up, we would like to play Happier by Marshmallow. Don't forget to come to our fete.
Sunday, 1st of December.
Brody, no, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Be there. Yeah,
bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye.